This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, on behalf of Fresh and Hope 103.2, we have some mighty fine guys joining us today. Not in our studios, but somewhere else.
Yes, and fine we are. We're a band called Family Force 5. I'm Soul Glow Activator.
I'm Chapstick.
Yo, I am Crouton.
We're three parts of the Family Force 5. The other guys are off chasing emus and kangaroos.
Did you see any on the side of the road driving up here?
No. We ate some, though, the other night. I actually had barbecued roux, and it was
And you
was
liked?
Really good. Yeah, it tasted like beef jerky. I thought it was great.
There you go. Explain the names.
Okay. Soulglow Activator is a really neato name, I thought, one time. But now I'm just kind of like, I wish I would have just gone by my real Hebrew-given name. But Soulglow Activator is kind of a reference to a movie called Coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
And
I thought it was kind of funny. And we're from Atlanta, Georgia, and everybody has rap names, so that's where mine comes from.
Very nice.
My name's Chapstick because I'm addicted. It's really kind of sad, and what's even more sad is that right now I only have pink. So it's kind of equally embarrassing, like doubly embarrassing, when I go through the airport and I have to put it on the conveyor belt.
Does it have a smell to it?
It's pretty neutral.
Gender neutral,
but the color's not gender neutral, you know?
Do you ever go for a strawberry flavored or a flavored one?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anytime. I mean, I'm pretty open, but this one's...
Oh, you just got the bully sticks.
Whoa, look at you!
Yeah, I stepped up my game. What's your name?
My name is Crouton. I got it by... I had this nice Caesar salad one day, and I looked down, and there was some... croutons in there with a hint of garlic, and I was like, oh man, that'd be really cool to name myself that after fried bread. It didn't really work out though.
How do you like your croutons though? Do you like it to be very crunchy, or do you like it to be oily but kind of soft in the inside?
You know, I really don't like croutons, and that's the ironic thing about my name being Crouton. I should have named myself like dark chocolate or heaps of dark chocolate. Because that would have been better, because I like that. But
or Tim Tams.
Yeah, Tim Tam would be cool. Yo, man, my name is Tim Tam.
So you guys have got into the Australian delicacies of Tim Tams?
Yes, the Tim Tams, we've been introduced to Tim Tam Slam, too. That's pretty,
when you suck it on both sides.
Yeah. It's always good. I think Chapstick over here has written a little song. You remember? How does it go?
It goes... Tim Tam to slam, Tim Tam to slam. We gonna do it. Tim Tam to slam, Tim Tam to slam.
We gonna do it.
I'm pitching it to Tony Mack, and hopefully he'll like it.
Very nice. You guys are very much known for your dance moves. I wanted to know, though, is there any moves that you kind of try out but then get rejected?
Yeah, Crouton, he's kind of our choreographer of the whole thing, so he could probably answer that better than... Are there any moves that we've ever done that... Well, you remember the question, right?
Yeah. There are a couple moves that have been done on stage, and it's like, usually I can't do them because I'm playing, you know? But I've seen the guys try and do a move here or there, and they have to instantly, you know, like, oh, I wasn't doing that, and they have to cover it up.
Can you show us an example of, like, a rejected dance move?
Yeah, Xanadu's.
I can. This was a move that I just saw Soulglow do the other day.
What's it called?
It's called Twirl, Pivot, Kick.
This is Twirl, Pivot, Kick by Crouton. This is something that we thought we would put in the show, but it's been rejected.
Like, yo, man, I'm Boom. Doing this. Yo, hey. They went,
Twirl, Pivot, Kick.
And it just, you see... When you pivot like this, it just doesn't. He needed to be like, pop, pop, jazz hands. Do you know
right.
what I'm saying?
So what if you, like, fail a move? Is there an exit dance move that will get you out of any failed dance move? So say you did the pivot and came out at the wrong angle. Do you think there's another dance move that you could kind of, like, spirit fingers or something like that?
Spirit fingers could work, but... If you, twirled around, like, it's always, like, I know you could get away with stuff if it depends on who's in the crowd, because
Can you show him the frog? That's always good. It gets anything out of a sticky situation. This is the frog by Crouton. Like, if we've ever messed up the one move, you could always do the frog. Yeah, Crouton's like, really good at the frog.
Oh no, I've messed up. I look crazy. Frog.
Ah, oh, that's
like that. See.
Back. Then the frog walk.
That kills them every single time.
These are advanced moves, because I think you'd have to do some yoga or Pilates and that kind of thing to train for this. Like, how do you guys actually train, like, or train? But do you, like, before the show, do you do stretches, or how do you psych yourself up?
Downward dog, warrior one, warrior three, triangle pose. Those are maybe a few of the things you've heard of. This morning, Nay Daddy and I did an hour and a half of yoga, getting ready for the day. You get very limber. Loose as a goose is what we refer to it as, and then when you can do that, then the frog is a piece of cake. Like, you know, if you wanted to do, like, a, for instance, you know, like this. Fergie does this in the Black Eyed Peas video, and so I was like, maybe I should do this to practice.
Boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
Boom, boom, boom.
Man, you must
boom,
have...
Boom, boom, boom. You're boom. So 2000 in late. And then you go...
A couple of those. Look at this guy, man.
Yo, man, we can see your underwear.
Yeah.
If there's no preverts in the crowd like Crouton, then it's no problem.
Wow, you must have good core strength there.
He does. He does P90X every day. He's a very fit guy.
God, great. Yeah. You got the outfits as well. Do they have to be a spandex or something stretchable?
Usually when I go and try and pick all the outfits out, yes. They usually have to have a little spandex in the pants because Chapstick has ripped his, like, more than 10 times.
Wow.
So I always have to end up taking those to a seamstress and getting them fixed and stuff. But they have to have, like, you know, a 90, 98, 2% split.
Before they get taken.
Before they get split.
Wow. Now, you've got an Australian hat on, very nice.
Yes. People keep telling me, did you get that from the paper? And I subscribe to the paper in Atlanta, Georgia, the Australian newspaper. And no, that's a lie. When we got here at the airport, we had a couple of fans say, hey, this is what you need to wear or you're going to get beat up real bad. Seeing it as it's Australia Day. So I wore this on Australia Day, and I just felt like it was a great hat to keep wearing. And you know. I had a guy yesterday at a restaurant, and he was like, you actually look like a real Bogan. And I was like, thanks. you know, I took that as a compliment, and then later on people told me what Bogan meant. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, so that was a, he was...
It was a Tim Tam to slam!
Exactly. But he said, you look like a real Australian. All you need is like a singlet, as you guys call them. We call them wife beaters back at home.
That term has been thrown around here.
Yeah,
as well.
Okay, so I'm trying my best to look Australian.
Very nice. Well, thanks.
It's yeah.
How
good looking people.
How have you found Australia so far? Like, what have you liked, disliked? Be honest. We can take criticism.
Yeah. I love the weather down here right now. It's really great because everywhere else, like in America, we're wearing a. You know, real heavy coats, and it's just real cold over there. So it's real beautiful. Everybody's, you know, real no worries around here, and that's pretty cool. I don't like driving on the other side of the road because every time we are even, you know, in a van or in a anything, I keep thinking to look to the right to see if anybody's coming. And you know, we've driven over here a few times and gotten into almost like 3 or 4 wrecks. Each of us have tried to drive. And so that's a little scary for us driving on the wrong side of the road.
So insurance companies probably shouldn't be watching this right now because you just admitted that.
No. I mean, insurance should be psyched because, you know, we're worth a lot of money. at least I am to them. So.
You guys are fast becoming well known for your mockumentary, The Really Real Show. Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you doing one while you're doing your New Zealand Australia tour?
We are currently not doing one right now, just because it costs a lot of money to bring Isaac Dietz Tubbo, the director of the whole show, over, and you know, it was at least like $100 in a ticket to fly over here, and we just could not afford that, so we left him at home. But we are doing some we're working on our third record over here, so that's pretty cool. We're writing some songs. and coming up with a bunch of stuff. And we're doing some filming here and there.
Cool.
So there'll be some sort of blogging up on the website. The Chapstick, he kind of runs that whole thing. So.
Yeah, but I'm kind of out of commission because, no offense, but like, you guys, all your hotels here charge like $800 a day for internet, interweb, but in the States we usually get it for free. So we could have brought Tubbo out here 8 times for the amount of internet that we paid for one day.
It's true.
There you go.
Tim's Lane.
Tell us about the new album then. What can we expect for the next album?
The third album is going to definitely have a little bit more rock edge. This last album, Dance or Die, it was definitely like a club kind of dancey record and stuff. There's always going to be a fun rhythmic quality to Family Force 5's music, but it's definitely going to be more ghetto fabulous, as we'd like to call it. So it's got some ghetto beats and that kind of stuff that makes you just want to, you know, drop it like it's hot, you know. And then there's also going to be some rock and roll, so people can, you know, mosh it like it's hot too. And then Crouton's going to be, you know, rhyming a little bit. I'll be rhyming a little bit, and we'll be singing and stuff. It's just going to be the jam. I feel like it's going to be the record of our lives. Yeah,
that's cool. With your film clips and stuff like that, especially Dance or Die, a bit of a sci-fi theme coming through.
Yes, yeah.
Is this because you were into sci-fi as kids, and then you thought, now we can do it? We're a band.
We were really forced to do that for Dance or Die. It was somebody held a gun up to our heads and was like, dance and, or die. No, that was kind of the theme. The whole record, Dance or Die, had like a whole underlying theme. Every song is in sequential order. Nay Daddy and Chapstick put them all together in this order because it actually kind of tells a story, a love story between a guy and a girl. And there's all this background info, and we found the director, Stephen Schultz. He's a guy from Seattle, Washington, and he helped us out with that. And I hope I answered the question, because now I'm just back in Dance or Die. I don't know where I'm at right now. It does have a sci-fi vibe, though. Yeah, it definitely does, and that does stem from our childhood as watching Power Rangers and watching Voltron and all kind of you know. Teletubbies, and
I was going to say there was a Teletubbies kind of thing happening there.
Yeah,
there's
definitely Teletubbies without the creepy Teletubbies in it. Because I always thought that was a really interesting show, but then it always kind of scared me too, as a teenager.
Mm.
Yeah. Because Crouton, he loves that show.
Man, Lala got me every time.
It's true.
Lala.
See?
I'd be interested to know what you guys are afraid of. Just talking about fear of Teletubbies.
What am I afraid of? I'm afraid of. I'm a little afraid
commitment.
Of plane rides. Yeah, commitment has been a tough one. Let's see. I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of much. I guess if we were in a haunted mansion, if somebody were like, "Hey, here's a haunted mansion," they got a reality show, I'd probably be really entertaining, because I'd probably be crying the whole time. Thinking that, you know, like...
So you're not afraid
Xanadu
to cry.
Xanadu told ghost stories that one time you got pretty frightened.
Yeah, I remember that. Anytime Xanadu talks at all, I get kind of frightened. So. Yeah.
Does he like the film Xanadu?
He does like the film Xanadu. He's a big fan of Olivia Newton-John, and we know that she's somewhere from around these parts. He's a big fan of Olivia. And, I mean, he's got Let's Get Physical tattooed across his backside, you know, like the small of your back. He's got that on his back. It's hilarious.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Krishan, what are you afraid of?
I'm pretty much afraid. I don't like snakes.
Snakes?
If I was walking down here, I'd make sure that I had like a machete or something. So if I came up on a snake, I'd definitely cut its head off.
And a snake bite
when it grows back.
Yeah. I mean, if it grows back, it's possessed. That's a possessed snake. And I don't like ticks either.
Blood suckers.
Kind of afraid of them. Spiders.
My biggest fear is probably balding. I did get the opportunity to sing karaoke with Mr. Belding. And
really?
It was awesome from Saved by the Bell. But Belding rhymes with balding. And balding is terrifying to me. because I like having hair, and I don't want to have a big mole. I have a big mole on the side of my head, and a lot of space that my ears take up, bigger than most people's.
So if you were bald and you had that mole, then you would be mold.
Hey man, you can always you can always put makeup on your mole and get your ears kind of clipped and taken back.
Yeah.
When you bald, so you don't look so much like
mold.
Some guy that has huge ears and is bald.
Yeah.
With a mole.
Yeah, exactly.
I really don't know where to go from there.
There's not really anywhere to go after that.
No, not really.
We're family for this.
One final question. What do fans frequently ask you? Do you have an FAQ on your website?
Yeah, frequently asked.
They always ask for gangster names. They're always like, oh, I want to be Pancake. And we're like, yeah, we already gave someone Hotcake, so I don't know if Pancake's going to work, because Hotcake might sue you, you know? Yeah. And so we always get in all these legal issues, and that's why, like, our band is always trying to raise money, is because we have legal issues all the time, because of all these gangster names that we gave people and then got sued for. So don't ask for a gangster name, please. Please, just, or maybe Mold, you know, maybe that's a good gangster name.
Molding. Crown Molding.
I don't even want to hear you right now, right?
I think your name should be Crown Molding.
Exactly. Yep, that's about it.
No more frequently asked questions?
Yeah, a lot of people ask where we got our names from, gangster names, why we do this, what's the next album going to be called? Another frequently asked question.
What is the next album going to be called?
Probably number three.
Number three?
Something like that. The third.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. So, I don't know. There's a lot of... You can go to our frequently asked questions page on myspace.com/family45 if you want to look at the frequently asked questions that are asked all the time.
Well, guys, thanks so much for catching up with us today. And... thank you so much for coming to Australia.
Yeah, thank you. Let's do this.
Oh, did I do that wrong? What did you do?
Well, I didn't know what happened.
Did you just do a high five but then change?
Yeah, Australia. It was a
thing. Oh, you do it.
Okay.
Do it again.
No.
Yeah, but you kind of went like this.
No, we're Family Force 5.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.